This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Vocabulary is a tough sell for school kids, so a program called Word Masters tries to make it fun by challenging students across the country to compete with tricky analogy tests. This school year, about 22,000 fourth graders took the first test. 50 kids got a perfect score. 10 of them go to St. Mark's in Dallas. What exactly does it take to get a classroom of 10-year-olds to erupt with excitement? The promise of pizza? A weekend without homework? A field trip to Six Flags? Maybe. At St. Mark's School of Texas, these fourth graders are just psyched to hear vocabulary words.
Actually, share with your neighbor your favorite word.
Flexible. I think it's flexible. Because my dog is massive.
This is how it is every day of the week. Fourth graders at St. Mark's are obsessed with word masters. When they hear or see one of their study words, they go nuts and flash three fingers pointed up for W, that's word, then three fingers pointed down for M, masters.
Everybody's doing it whenever they hear it, and now it's become a really big deal when you hear one, like screaming and shouting and saying, yeah, word masters.
Parker Steinbrook is one of the wordsmiths who scored a perfect 20 out of 20 on the first analogy exam.
Well, it's fun because I like the competition on the tests.
And that's what teachers have tapped into at St. Mark's. It's an all-boys school, and while boys aren't always known for their love of language, what they really love to do is compete. Felix Ruda put in a lot of work to get one perfect and two nearly perfect scores this year, but he's not about to brag.
Got a 20 the first time, 18 next time, and then now I got a 19, and so, yeah, I think I'm relatively satisfied.
Instead of drilling definitions for hundreds of words, Wordmasters puts out a relatively short list of 75. For students to, well, master. That means understanding multiple definitions, learning words that use more than one part of speech, and most importantly, comprehending context. Felix gets that.
It's great to have an understanding of many words and how you can use them. Well, it helps you with describing things because some simple words don't describe some things perfectly and you'll have to go more in depth.
Back in the classroom, students are using Wordmasters words to heckle sports fans.
My favorite word was perish because I liked it when the Dallas Mavericks perished from the playoffs.
Oh, good.
And reveal a little of themselves too.
I like massive because I get really claustrophobic.
Fourth grade teacher Lynn Turman says this is how she knows they're really learning.
To see the boys using the words, finding the words in their reading, getting excited. One of my favorite things is when I hear somebody say, Mrs. Turman, there are four Wordmasters words on my page.
Fellow teacher Janet Watkins agrees. She says vocabulary is a crucial foundation.
Good readers make good writers, and so it flows into that process beautifully because it's a strand in that web.
And while learning and appreciating language is important, Watkins says these fourth graders are also clamoring to find out which school took the overall Wordmasters title this year.
Well, May 13th is when we'll have those results. And believe me, the boys remind us or ask us daily, is it time? It's like, no.
It's as if they're getting ready to bet in Vegas.
Lynn Turman says since St. Mark's had the highest score on the first two tests, coming out on top seems likely, plausible, presumed. Odds on, maybe even inevitable. Words these kids are happy to add to their vocabularies. Courtney Collins, KERA News.